Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It is Azure Friday, and we are talking Azure websites. We've got Daria Grigoriou. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. I'm excited about this feature. You've got deployment slots in Azure websites.
Yes. Well, there are a couple of reasons why we're excited about building this feature and why we believe it's relevant for customers to use it. First of all, most people would agree that it's a good idea to test your website on the platform where you plan to host it.
Exactly.
Just to avoid any surprises. Second, even with platform-level optimizations, it's possible, depending on the architecture of the application, to have a cold start penalty. This happens for reasons like file I/O, either for dependency resolution or static content, for compilation reasons or other reasons. What we've built to address these concerns is the ability to associate deployment slots with a particular site. Mm-hmm. Once they are built, they look and feel very much like any other website that you are used to seeing on our platform. That means that we are able to deploy with any mechanism that we support, so source control, web deploy, FTP. Mm-hmm. It means that we can configure them, and also that we can target each of them for validation. Once the new version of the site is validated, then you can very easily just swap traffic from the production site or any target slot mm-hmm. to the source slot, and we will handle all of that for you and make sure that we warm up your source slot so that all customers see is the new version of your site.
And you said that the cold start penalty is a big problem with doing a fresh deployment. Are those running on the same machines when you swap? So if I'm having staging and production, do they live together on the same computer? In the same?
Today they do.
They do. Okay, so then it's already warmed up and then you just swap the traffic and it just keeps running.
Yes.
Very cool.
And to illustrate that, we can look at a simple example.
Okay.
When I go to my portal here, I have a simple application that's set up. I'll show you what it looks like for now, and I prepared the new version of this that will change the look and feel just a bit. And instead of deploying that directly to production, I'm going to create a deployment slot. So if we go here, we're going to be able to define our deployment slot.
Okay, deployment slots here, and you have zero because you have just production right now.
Yes. And so we can name it dev from my development slot.
Okay.
And we're going to get this created and then acquire the publish profile from this.
Oh, and it put hyphen dev at the end of it there.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can access it just like you would access any other site. And here we can get the publish profile.
I see. So you're downloading the publish profile that you could then bring into Visual Studio or WebMatrix.
Yes. And once we have this, indeed, we will just go back to Visual Studio. And we're going to say, OK, I'm ready to publish the next version of my site. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to add this publish profile that we just saved.
Okay. I see. And then we've got site name, arrangements, dev. So it put in all of your details just like a regular site.
Yes. And we already validated the connection, so we're ready to publish.
And is this version of the site slightly different? Are we making a small change?
We're making just a small change in the look and feel of the site.
Okay.
And you can see maybe a color difference. That's the most obvious one. Mm-hmm. So let's just go back here. And another thing I want to do, I don't really like the title of my page.
Okay.
So I'm going to actually change that. And the way I did it is through an app setting. So going to the site settings, I will just quickly change my app setting. And this will also be swapped into production without any cold start, where normally you might incur the penalty of cold start just because we have to recycle the app pool to apply the change.
I see. So this is an app setting like the kind I would put in the web config, except it lives in the Azure website configuration.
Yes. And now that we've configured, let's see. We're going to refresh, make sure everything is okay. Yeah, all the changes took effect, and we're ready to swap. So to swap, we just go to the swap workflow that was created for us by Portal, and we're going to select the target slot and initiate the swap operation.
And this will swap both configuration and content completely, but
yes.
The URLs don't change, and you magically handle the traffic.
Yes. We handle the traffic at the level of our load balancer. And before we swap, like I said, we are making sure to warm up the sorts. This is part of a workflow that is managed internally by us. So now, if we go back to our production site, we can have a look, and all the changes were applied with no cold start penalty. I remember that I actually made some changes to the contact page. Apparently I didn't test these, but there's no reason to panic this time, because fortunately I have a deployment slot. So what I can do is very easily roll back and deploy this so that customers are not suffering. And then make sure I debug in my own time.
I see. So you're just going to switch it back, fix it, and then switch again.
Yes. And if we go here, this is our production site. So we can see that we're back to the old version. So no need to show this issue to our customers. If we go to the application itself, I think I know what I did wrong. So here I have a little typo. I'm going to fix that. And now I'm ready to deploy again to the staging environment to make sure that we do deploy the new version. So I'm already connected with the publish profile, publish.
So publishing to dev or staging or whatever, it's all up to you just picking the right publish profile.
Yes, completely up to you. And of course you can do this through FTP or source control as well. So here's the contact page. It looks good now. We're ready to go back and swap to production.
Nice, and you said you can even use FTP, so you could actually be doing your deployments in FTP and still do the swapping.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
Definitely. So we're going to perform the swap again just to complete our deployment workflow and check as soon as this is done to make sure that all of the changes are deployed. So this is our production site, and there we go. All changes look correct now. You can actually achieve exactly the same workflow with Azure PowerShell commandlets or XSplat CLI. So this is not limited to Portal, but at the same time, we like to be able to embrace other platforms and other development methods.
So I could do this with Node sites, PHP, FTP, so any kind of site that runs on websites, and any kind of deployment method, and I can swap it from anywhere.
Yes.
Very cool. We're doing some advanced deployment stuff in Azure websites. It's Azure Friday.